नमस्ते वासुदेवाय।
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 25, entitled The Glories of Devotional Service, text number 34.
Naikatmatam me sprihayanti kechin mat pada seva virata mad ihaha ye anyonyato prasajya sabha jayante mama purushani naikatmatam me spriyayanti kechin. Naikatmatam me spriyayanti kechin मत्पाद सेवा विरता मदीहा मत्पाद सेवा विरता मदीहा यन्योन्यतो भागवता प्रसज्जा यन्योन्यतो भागवता प्रसज्जा सभा जयन्ते मम पौरुषाणि सभा जयन्ते मम पौरुषाणि नैकात्मतं मे स्पृहयन्ति केचिन् मत्पाद सेवा विरता मदीहा यन्योन्यतो भागवता प्रसज्जा सभा जयन्ते मम पौरुषाणि। Prihayanti, they desire. Kechit, any. Matpada seva, the service of my lotus feet. Abhirataha, engaged in. Matihaha, endeavoring to attain me. Yea, those who anyonyataha mutually bhagavataha pure devotees prasajya assembling sabha
Jayante, glorify. Mama, my. Paurushani, glorious activities. Translation. A pure devotee who is attached to the activities of devotional service and who always engages in the service of my lotus feet never desires to become one with me. Such a devotee who is unflinchingly engaged always glorifies my pastimes and activities. Responsibly, please repeat. A pure devotee who is attached to the activities of devotional service and who always engages in the service of my lotus feet never desires to become one with me. Such a devotee who is unflinchingly engaged always glorifies my pastimes and activities. So there's a long purport, and I will humbly request you not to sleep. I will try to read it with some feeling, but it is Srila Prabhupada speaking to you. There are five kinds of liberation stated in the scriptures. One is to become one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or to forsake one's individuality and merge into the Supreme Spirit. This is called ekatmata. A devotee never accepts this kind of liberation. The other four liberations are to be promoted to the same planet as God, Vaikuntha, to associate personally with the Lord, to achieve the same opulence as the Lord, and to attain the same bodily features as the Supreme Lord. A pure devotee, as will be explained by Kapila Muni, does not aspire for any of the five liberations. He especially despises as hellish the idea of becoming one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sri Prabodhananda Sarasvati, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, said, Kaivalyam Narakayate, the happiness of becoming one with the Supreme Lord, which is aspired for by the Mayavadis, is considered hellish. That oneness is not for pure devotees. There are many so-called devotees who think that in the conditioned state we may worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but that ultimately there is no personality. They say that since the Absolute Truth is impersonal, one can imagine a personal form of the impersonal Absolute Truth for the time being. But as soon as one becomes liberated, the worship stops. That is the theory put forward by the Mayavada philosophy. Actually, the impersonalists do not merge into the existence of the Supreme Person, but into his bodily luster, which is called Brahmajyoti. Although that Brahmajyoti is not different from his personal body, that sort of oneness or merging into the bodily luster of the personality of Godhead is not accepted by a pure devotee, because the devotees engage in greater pleasure than the so-called pleasure of merging into his existence. The greatest pleasure is to serve the Lord. Devotees are always thinking about how to serve him. They are always designing ways and means to serve the Supreme Lord, even in the midst of the greatest obstacles of material existence. The Mayavadis accept the description of the pastimes of the Lord as stories, but actually they are not stories. They are historical facts. Pure devotees accept the narrations of the pastimes of the Lord not as stories, but as absolute truth. The words Mama Purushani are significant. Devotees are very much attached to glorifying the activities of the Lord, whereas the Mayavadis cannot even think of these activities. According to them, the absolute truth is impersonal. Without personal existence, how can there be activity? The impersonalists take the activities mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and other Vedic literatures as fictitious stories, and therefore they interpret them most mischievously. They have no idea of the personality of Godhead. They unnecessarily poke their noses into the scripture and interpret it in a deceptive way in order to mislead the innocent public. The activities of Mayavad philosophy are very dangerous to the public, and therefore Lord Chaitanya has warned us never to hear from any Mayavadi about the scripture. They will spoil the entire process, and the person hearing them will never be able to come to the path of devotional service to attain the highest perfection, or will be able to do so only after a very long time. It is clearly stated by Kapila Muni that bhakti activities, or activities in devotional service, are transcendental to mukti. This is called panchama purushartha. Generally, people engage in the activities of religion, economic development, and sense gratification, and ultimately they work with an idea that they are going to become one with the Supreme Lord, mukti. But bhakti is transcendental to all these activities. The Srimad Bhagavatam therefore begins by stating that all kinds of pretentious religiosity is completely eradicated from Bhagavatam. Ritualistic activities for economic development and sense gratification, and after frustration in sense gratification, the desire to become one with the Supreme Lord, are completely rejected in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is especially meant for the pure devotees who always engage in Krishna consciousness, in the activities of the Lord, and always glorify these transcendental activities. Pure devotees worship the transcendental activities of the Lord in Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mathura, as they are narrated in the Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. The Mayavadi philosophers completely reject them as stories. But actually, they are great and worshipable subject matters, and thus are relishable only for devotees. That is the difference between a Mayavadi and a pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada Srimad Bhagavatam purports ki!
Naikatmatam me spriyayanti kechin matpada seva virata madiha yinyonyato bhagavata prasajya sabhajayante mama paurushani.
A pure devotee who is attached to the activities of devotional service and who always engages in the service of my lotus feet never desires to become one with me. Such a devotee who is unflinchingly engaged always glorifies my pastimes and activities.
I just got started. You want me to quit already?
No,
it's a different announcement.
Yesterday,
oh, this is great.
Yes, don't forget that you heard it, please. No devotees came from man. Seriously.
It will cause tremendous difficulties if this gets out in the news media.
Many years ago, one devotee from Vrindavan in America announced to the media that we had published Bhagavad Gita in Chinese and that we were distributing it. The universities in China had purchased it for their universities. So within a few days, the orders that had been made for those Bhagavad Gita's were canceled. Somehow it came out in the press. He announced it in the press in Delhi. And within a few days, all the orders were canceled and whatever books were there were destroyed. So it's not easy to preach in a world of demons or people inimical to Krishna consciousness or whatever. So keep that in mind. So this morning we are reading about the activities of Kapila Muni. His ashram is actually here in Bengal. Every year there's a very big mela, Sagar Mela, where hundreds of thousands of people come to worship him. And of course he is a pure devotee of the Lord and incarnation of Krishna, Shaktivesh. Pure devotional service is the platform by which we can become perfect. To understand the conclusion of Vedic literature is very, very difficult. In fact, it is said that only Brahmanas can chant Vedic mantras. So in one sense, most of us, being from Malecha and Yavana backgrounds, even Swapacha background, dog eater background. I don't know. Anyway, I don't think I ate dog, but so many other things in my past life. We have no qualification. In fact, Kalo Sudra Sambhava, in this age, everyone, even if they claim to be from so-called Brahmana family, according to Shastra, everyone is Sudra. In fact, in India, very often I find people coming forward to me, and other preachers have had similar experience, and they pull out their The first time I went to Calcutta Temple, a rickshaw wala, after giving me a lift to the temple, pulled out his sacred thread and said, "Swamiji, I'm Brahmana." He was pulling rickshaw but claiming to be a Brahmana. But in fact, everyone is born Shudra, and even those who have been born in Brahmana families, it is stated, Rakshasa Kalim Asmitya Jayante Brahma Yonishu. Those who take birth in Brahmana families sometimes are big demons who have come simply to cheat the people. So we have no qualification at all. But in the Bhagavad Gita itself, it is explained, Yavan Artha Udapane Sarvata Samplutodike Tavan Sarveshu Vedeshu Brahmanashu Vijanata. One can understand the whole purport of Vedic literature from Krishna's pure devotee. There is no need to go through all the Vedas if one comes in contact with a pure devotee. He can give you the essential truth, the bottom line, what you need to achieve perfection. And that is our only good fortune. We have no other qualification, but our only good fortune is that we have been open to receiving from Srila Prabhupada through disciplic succession the message of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna. And that is to engage constantly in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is all that is needed in this age. One who has faith, adav, shraddha, the primary ingredient to start the process of chanting, to start the process of devotional service, is a little faith, svalpam, sualpam. Not only alpam, a little bit, but sualpam, just a little bit of faith that you will open your ears and hear the holy name, and then chant with your tongue, and then serve with your limbs. Serve the holy name. This is the mercy of Lord Krishna, the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and the mercy, of course, of Srila Prabhupada, and the whole disciplic succession. It is their great mercy that we have this opportunity. Our biggest enemy in this regard is our nasty mind. The mind is the center of all the senses. The mind is uncontrolled due to having wandered in the material world for so many lifetimes. We're addicted, we're habituated to sense gratification, and the mind is giving guidance, direction, how to create a phantasmagoria. If you visit in the USA, I'm sure there are other cities in the world, and there are, I've seen some, but nothing quite like Las Vegas or Reno, Nevada, two of the biggest places in the world, or perhaps Times Square in New York. You will see the dazzling liquid forms, the glittering form of Maya. Srila Prabhupada, when he first went to America and came to New York, and came to Times Square and saw all of the people rushing here and there looking for sense gratification, seeing the arrangement, all the cinemas, all the nightclubs, all the prostitute houses, all the liquor shops, seeing what a wonderful arrangement had been made, he laughed. He actually laughed, thinking in his mind, Maya is very expert. She has done first-class job here in creating illusion to attract the senses and the minds of the conditioned souls. So our minds are distracted from our natural occupation. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kavunoy. Devotional service is actually natural. It is not at all difficult in one sense. Love is there in our heart. You don't have to teach a young child how to love. Automatically the child loves his mother, loves her mother, loves father, loves relatives. That natural desire is there. But due to wrong training, due to purva karma, so many things, the child grows up and learns to love the asat, the temporary, false things in this world that bring the child pain and suffering and attachment. But Krishna bhakti is actually natural. When it is introduced to a child, the child very easily takes. This morning some of you may have seen the preaching tour in Poland. Of course it was all very wonderful, all the adults chanting and dancing, but to me one of the best parts of the film was that little child. Will you chant Hare Krishna? Da. Will you come and dance with us? Da. The child so innocently and immediately agreed because she was feeling some natural joy in the association of the devotees performing pure devotional service. So it is a very natural thing, but somehow or other we have difficulty performing pure devotional service. Even though the books are there, the teachers are there, the holy Dham is there, the activities of devotional service have been explained nicely in Nectar of Devotion, Nectar of Instruction, Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada's letters, his followers can give us so much guidance. Everything is there. We have the human form of life in the college. In the university that I went to, the motto of the school was Tuum Est. The university, the library is there, the teachers are there, the course is there, everything is there. Now it's up to you, Tuum Est, it's up to you. You take advantage of it and get your degree, or you spend most of your time in the bridge club and the chess club and you flunk out in first year. It's up to you. So in the same way, here we are, the opportunity is there for us, but our mind needs to be controlled. Udhredatmanatmanam natmanam avashadaya. The mind can elevate you. Udhred. The mind can help you become a better devotee. Focus. Dridavrata. Help you to be fully focused in your bhakti, in your devotion. Help you to make very quick advancement. Help you to mitigate the suffering. Even the physical pains and miseries that we experience in our short life. There's enough of them, enough miseries to disturb people. It's not easy to become even materially comfortable. Very, very few people even become materially comfortable. Although everyone will say that my goal, I don't want Krishna, I don't want spiritual life, it's too difficult, I don't believe in it anyway. I want to serve my body and become comfortable and happy. Although they say that, but very few, if any, achieve any satisfaction on the material plane. So there's no utility in that direction. At least we have a hope that if we try to elevate ourselves in Krishna consciousness, it may be a struggle. It will be a struggle. It will be a struggle. A disciple asks his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, what makes you happy? Srila Prabhupada replied, I'm happy when I see you struggling. So does it mean that Srila Prabhupada was some kind of a vicious person who liked to see people squirming and struggling and suffering? No, not at all. Completely the opposite. You have to struggle anyway. That is our condition. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosham, darshanam. This is the condition in the material world. You can't change it. It's reality. The body is going to get diseased. It's going to get old. They can't stop it. The scientists, they promise, but they can't. They're simply bluffing. And death is inevitable. There are two things, according to the American government, that are sure. Death and taxes. So, death is sure. Even the Americans think so. Everybody knows death is sure for the body. But the pure devotees of the Lord, they know how we can elevate ourselves beyond the miseries of this material existence and achieve ultimate perfection, eternal, everlasting life, joyful life. What we want, Purnamrit, that Purnamrit after which we are hankering so much, looking in liquor, looking in drugs, looking in women, looking here, looking there. Where's Purnamrit? Where's Purnamrit? Purnamrit is in Krishna's holy name, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's so much nectar in the holy name. You're only tasting a drop. We're only getting a little drop now, and we're feeling so blissful and enlivened and free from anxiety, Vaikuntha. And Krishna and his holy name are not different. Vinatam Nama Namina. If you think that, just like myself, I thought that when I first started chanting Hare Krishna, I thought that. Chant Krishna, 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 and finally you become Krishna, 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 Krishna. I thought that you chant Krishna and you become Krishna. You force everything out of your mind and then you think, I'm Krishna, and then you're Krishna. Just because you think it, you become Krishna. If you think like that, you'll have to give up that thinking, and I have to give up that thinking. The only way you can enter into the mystery of the holy name, the only way you can enter into the mystery of devotional service, it's an open secret. It is described, Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Arjuna is not a Brahmana. He's a Kshatriya. He also, theoretically, should not have direct access to the topmost knowledge. He's a Kshatriya. One would think Krishna would speak to a Brahmana, to the topmost person, the philosophical person. But Krishna speaks this knowledge, Tattute Guyatamam Pravakshami Anasuyave. He was a Grihastha. Not only that, he had three wives, not just one. Some of you may feel that having house, ato priya chetra sudapta vitaya janasya mohoyamahamamehi, in the andhakupam, the deep dark well, you may feel that I'm a little entangled. The expansions, the family, attachments, etc. But we don't know what is polygamy. One wife is hard to maintain. Two wives, much harder. Three wives, very difficult. In fact, even in India, they have even the poorest persons now. There's a saying, hum do, hamare do. Used to be in Prabhupada's time, big family, 10, 12, even 15 children was not uncommon in a family, even 2-3 wives. And people lived very peacefully, Krishna conscious, spiritual lives simply, but they had enough by God's grace, whatever. Now, we are 2, and we will make only 2. And recently I was in South India and I saw in the back of a rickshaw, hum do hamare ek. It's getting less. Now we only make 1. So it's very entangling in the material world. But even in the deep dark well, if one takes full shelter of Krishna, if one tries to elevate himself, udaredatmanatmanam, not degrade himself, avasadaya. Avasadaya means your mind will degrade you. You don't allow it. You have to take control. You have to become responsible. You see, responsible. You are response able. Now you have to become responsible. You have the opportunity to choose. Your life is in your hands. To a mask. It's up to you. If you want to be Krishna conscious and take shelter of Krishna, you can do it. There's nothing stopping you. But you have to use your intelligence and your mind. Apply yourself. Then, atmaiva hi atmano ripur atmaiva ripur atmano. Bandhu, pardon me, atmaiva hi atmano bandhu atmaiva ripur atmano. Bandhu and ripur. Bandhu means your mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. The mind is very hard to control. There's no doubt. Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, emperor of the whole world, very powerful man, he shot the arrow into the eye of the fish. He was so focused. He had good concentration. Powerful man. He had very good concentration. But he said, 5,000 years ago, the conditions were much better then for controlling the mind. They didn't have big demoniac megapolises, cities like we have today. They didn't have the pornography. They didn't have the contamination that pollutes our minds. They didn't have any of that. And still, Arjuna said, Chanchala Himanakushi Pramati Balavadrida. My mind is chanchala. Chanchal means restless, going from one place to the next. The mind is just jumping, hopping here and there. Where is food? Where is sex? Where is shelter? The mind is looking for sense gratification. So Arjuna almost complained to Krishna, you're asking me to practice yoga, but my mind is so uncontrolled, restless, turbulent, obstinate, very strong. Vairava sadushkaram, I can conquer the wind more easily. I can catch the wind, stop the wind, but I can't stop my mind.